You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
You know, my I don't think it's much of a secret, but my last network marketing company we were part of was a travel company. And I remember a guy came up to me at an opportunity meeting, or my recruit brought his guest to me at the at the meeting and said, hey, he doesn't like to travel, right? What do you say to that, Ray? Like, leaders, you know what I'm talking about, where, someone brings you a guest and like, dance, boy. And I'm like, well, there's, right? And, you got to dance. You got to do the leader dance and convince them and persuade them and hypnotize them and whatever else. And so I just asked him a simple question. But this question can be applied to anything. It can be applied to weight loss. It can be applied to health and wellness. It can be applied to anything. And I just asked him, I'm like, well, where would you travel to if you could? Where would you go? And he goes, where would you go? I know you haven't gone, but where would you go? And he's like, well, it may sound stupid, but anytime someone starts that, you're about to hear something very, very important. Pay attention, because you're tapping into something below the surface there. If they sigh, or it may sound stupid, but you're about to get into something past the cosmetic. And by the way, weight loss, that's a cosmetic solution. It's something deeper than that. Making money, cosmetic. It's something deeper than that. You can dig deeper. So he said, well, it may sound stupid, but I have this koi pond and this, these fish are from this lake in Africa. And, it'd be cool to go and see the lake. And I said, well, when the hell are you going to do that? And he looked at me and looked down. You're right. And he signed up. Now, I don't know if he ever made it to the lake. I don't know if he even offered a trip to the lake. Don't know the name of the lake, nothing about the lake. But just the fact that he was just a little bit challenged on living a different life, he stepped up. Do you know how few people are challenged to live a different life ever? So they just kind of humdrum, punch the clock. I guess eventually I die, right? You can breathe some life into people. I really don't have any fitness goals. Well, what would you like to do that you can't currently do? Guarantee you can find something. You can find something there. What does a person really want? What is it that they want? And always know that. It's not just a cosmetic make money. It's not just a cosmetic lose weight. It's something else. It's self-esteem. It's having their ex see them, but a lot sexier, right? It's something else. It's not just to lose weight. It's not just to make money. It's to have, the friends that doubted them walk into their dream home. It's their friends that doubted them seeing them going past them in a new car. Yes. You ready for that? It's a friend of mine, Ben. Very interesting dude, but very smart guy. Says, talk more about their crabgrass than your weed killer. Talk more about their inability to go hiking with their grandkids than your protein powder. Talk more about what they struggle with. Another quote that I got from Ben, I don't know if he originated either one of these actually, but I give him credit because I like him. Another one that is, you can never bore someone talking about their problem. Since my wife, since we've had baby Sabrina, she'll sneeze, choo, right? She'll sneeze. All of a sudden, Jess is on Google. My God, it's the bubonic plague. My God, right? She's on there for hours, just typing away frantically, getting more worried by the second. Oh my God, right? You can't bore someone talking about their problem. Now, it's different. It's just different. And, I realize that, everyone, most of us probably research vitamins and whatever, but compare researching a problem versus researching the solution, you do spend more time on the problem. You want to get to the solution, but you're not bored talking about your problem. They aren't either. So talk about it. You know, one guy that's really good at this, we had at our last event, I believe, or maybe two events ago, Tim Sales. You know, Tim Sales, I saw a video of him, and he was talking about weight loss for men, and he said something that really, like, I'd never heard someone say before, but it was really powerful. And he said, you know, there was a time where when my wife and I were getting ready for bed, I would you know, turn the light off before I took my shirt off because I was embarrassed in how I looked. I'm like, oh, man, that's good psychology right there. See, I can think about it as a marketer. I'm like, as a marketer, that's amazing psychology, because I've definitely been there. I mean, at one point, I was, you know, 255 pounds. So I remember that. I didn't want anybody to see that. And neither did anyone else, right? No, nobody wanted to see that. Just saying.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.